The Two Man Game Podcast is brought to you by Renaissance Insurance, Ryan Hicks.
What's up, guys? It's head coach of the Bears, Steve Smiley, and I'm honored to tell KFKA listeners all about my guy, Ryan Hicks, and Renaissance Insurance. Like basketball, there's plenty of players in the insurance game. So how do you choose the best one for you? For me, I look for character, passion, dedication, and like a star hooper, talent. Renaissance Insurance checks all the boxes and draws up the winning play every time. Let them find the perfect game plan for you. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825 or go to team-rig.com. Go Bears!
Attention Hoopers and parents of those Hoopers. Summer's almost here, and that means it's time for the UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley's basketball camps at the University of Northern Colorado. These camps are designed to help athletes improve their game and skills, all led by Coach Smiley and his coaching staff and the players. There's a player development camp, a shooting and scoring camp, and more. All the fun begins in June, so register now while you still have time. Go to SteveSmileyBasketballCamps.com.
All right, here we go. Another edition of the two-man game with head coach of the UNC Bears basketball team, Coach Steve Smiley. Coach, I think you're doing the Rockies challenge with me. The beard, your beard's looking good, man.
Back in the lab. I'll tell you, I know there's no video on this podcast. We're staying old school audio, which I appreciate.
Old school audio, yeah.
But your beard is starting to rival my beard, and my beard is getting there. It's starting to like flare out, with the product I put into it, and I've got a comb. I got a couple combs.
Like beard oil? Do you have some of that going? All right, I need suggestions on that because I'm not in this world.
I'm not using it either, but I am right now. So I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
You can get it at your local King Supers or Walmart or Target, whatever you prefer. I learned a lot in the beard game. You got this little comb. You can comb the stuff, and then
I'm gonna need
put the oil. Yeah, it's so
All right, so. All right, I need some advice here.
Yeah.
How do you stop messing with it? Because I just sit here and I pick at it all the time.
No,
how do you do it?
It's like basketball. You embrace the coverage.
Yeah,
embrace it.
Just go for it.
It is what it is. Yeah, so I think for me, I just there's times there I just kind of mess around with it. So just embrace it because most of the time you're a little bit more beardless.
Yeah.
So enjoy it.
I'm just not
enjoy
used
it.
To it.
No, just enjoy it.
It's getting out.
Is it itchy? Is it?
It's itchy. It's itchy up around the nose area. Yeah, because it's connecting
between
up
the nose
there. Yeah,
and the mouth,
that's a tough spot.
I understand.
Now, well, the Rockies were up. What was it? 4-3 going into the ninth inning and lost the game.
They beat 5-4, right?
Yeah.
So, for those that aren't following the whole thing, is that when they hit 30,
dirty 30,
dirty 30. That's when you shave it.
Yeah. That's when we shave it, cut the hair.
Yep.
All that stuff. Last year we were in August when we finally trimmed it up. So
no, we're what, 19-30, I think? 19-30. Yeah. So we're way ahead of schedule.
Final countdown coming up. If they just get to win number 20, then we're in the final countdown.
It'll be good.
All right, Coach, let's talk a little roster.
Yeah.
Finally done. We got the roster figured out.
It's done. And big picture, again, 14 players is what we're gonna go with this year. We usually in previous years went 15 or 16. Last year we had 16. With this opt-in rev share house settlement stuff, 90% of the roster in the country will be no more than 15 because you can't have more than 15 unless you have players that are called DSAs. And those are players that before the settlement were marked as a DSA to kind of protect them. So they didn't get lost in the reaping, I guess. So anyways, 16 last year. We're to 14 this year. Signed our last player, Will Gordon. Will Gordon, big guard out of Phoenix, Arizona. Arizona Compass Prep. So those people that kind of see sometimes on ESPN, it's bounced around from the Chipotle National Championship, Dick's Sporting Goods, the top programs in the country. Arizona Compass Prep is one of those schools. And we've got a great relationship with their staff, with their program. We recruited a lot. First player we ever signed out of there was Xavier Ducell, who never made it to campus here because, I was the assistant coach with Jeff Leonard when we signed X, and X went with Coach Leonard to Wyoming. And had a great career. He was at Wyoming. I think he went to Fresno State, Nevada, and then he played in Nevada. He was all over the Mountain West. But anyways, he was an Arizona Compass player. And then Vince Delano. Delano's a Compass guy. So so now Will Gordon, I think he's one of those guys that 7-8 years ago, he would have been signed in the fall. And it's amazing that just there's so many good players out there that – that just aren't getting recruited as much because of the portal and everyone's trying to stay old. And you see the Will Wade stuff signing 26-year-olds all over the place. It's just what it is. And so the younger players get a little bit undervalued. So to be able to get a guy like Will Gordon, you know, in this final roster spot, we're super excited because I think he can play multiple spots. Big, athletic, can really shoot it. I got a chance to really, you know, in time, and maybe in time means in a couple of months, maybe means a couple of years, I don't know, but in time could really carve out a nice role and career for the Bears.
We had former Bear on, Brock Wisney.
Brock Wisney, man.
Off the air, he looked at me and he said, oh. He goes, I'm really, like, this roster, I'm really excited about this roster. Wow. I didn't know if it could get done, but somehow these names on this list are looking pretty good.
Well, and not to spoil this, but let's put a little spoiler out there for Brock, because I don't know if Brock listens to this, but his mom does. So this is for Shannon, that we are mixing up the team camp legends pools, and so like it used to be. We had the Mike Higgins division. We had the Devin Beitzel division, the Jonah JD division. We're mixing it up this year, and Brock made the cut.
Nice.
So there's going to be a Brock Wisney bracket, and so Brock better be there. He better be supporting. But you know, it's fun. We kind of put we've had some fun with this. It used to be like the big varsity, medium varsity. We're like that's no fun. Let's put some names. Let's put some legends names on that. So obviously Higgins, Beitzel, Jonah, JD, and now we're going to mix it up with some other local legends that have earned the right to get their name on the bracket. So you know, not to spoil this, but Brock will be part of one of the brackets, and that's all I'm going to say.
I noticed too, Brock, like
he's
working on, you know, figuring out where he's going to go overseas, all this stuff.
What do you say on that? I mean, obviously he's got a Swedish agent. He'll be in Europe.
Yeah, he didn't give us a name just yet, but still searching on that side. But here's the breaking news: the dude got a haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, the party in the back was gone.
Yeah,
I was shocked by that.
Yeah, well, he's adulting a little bit. He's starting to adult a little bit. That's what happens. You know,
that's pro Brock right there.
He's pro Brock. That's right. That's right.
How cool is it for you, though? You mentioned like some of those guys, like Jonah Radabaugh, so many great players. To see them go on, I mean, you have so many pros, so many dudes playing at the pro level. Jonah Radabaugh is tearing it up. He's amazing. Obviously, we got the Dalton Connect story, but so many Bears, and now we've got three or four more guys we're going to be talking about.
Seven more from the banter.
The banter
more.
Cracked me up because you're like, hey, this graphic, how are we going to fit these? You're going to have to shrink the pictures.
I don't know what we're going to have to do. AI, like I'm trying to get better at AI. Maybe, you know, Coach Collins gotten good with the AI with graphics. I don't know. He did not create that graphic. Shout out to Jackie in Wyoming. She does a great job. But I don't know if we can create a graphic with, you know, I think it's like 24 current players that are playing in the pros. But there's seven because Brock, Quinn, Zach, Ebu, okay, are four. But then two, let's not forget about Langston Reynolds, DeJure Reeves, Marcel McCreary were on that graphic as well. And there might be even more. But like, you know, hey, like, look, Lang was with us for 3 years, so, like, we take a tremendous amount of pride of whatever he's going to do. I hope he gets to the summer league and does all the stuff. You know, he's had such a great year. It's funny. I'm going back and doing a three-year offensive study. You know, we chop all the stuff up, and so I'm making some new edits and stuff for the guys, and I'm going only back 3 years, and it goes back into the Langston and the Marcel and the St. Thomas, and it's like, man, we had some good players, you know. It's been really fun to watch that stuff.
How much of that, like, in that bulletin board material when you're sitting down with recruits, how much is that an emphasis?
Oh, it's critical.
When you say, hey, look at these dudes.
It's critical. You sell it any way you want to sell it. You want to sell the pros. You want to, you know, I hate to say it, but even like the guys, like, hey, look, there could be a point in time, recruit A, B, C. There could be a point in time where you get so good that we just can't hold on to it financially. And we understand that. Well, okay, here's Dalton in a Tennessee jersey. Here's Saint in a USC jersey. Here is Langston in a Minnesota jersey. Here's Rainieri in a Wake Forest jersey. Again, I hate being the middle step, and sometimes it's not like that, like Brock, right? Like Zach, it doesn't have to be that. But if it gets to that where you've gotten so good where it's like, okay, look, you got these people in your DMs, you know, through your agents saying, hey, like, you know, we'll give this kid $750,000, $1 million. Who am I to say don't do that if it makes sense for you and your family, right? Because we obviously can't do that. So never want to hold a player back. But, yeah, we're selling the pro stuff. What guys have done here, whether they've stayed here, whether they've moved on, like we're selling all that because it's not about facilities. It's not about we don't have the biggest bankroll. We're not going to overpay it for it. Like, we don't have that. So what you know, again, what can you sell?
Yeah. No, it's awesome seeing the names and following these guys throughout their career too. And
so
how
cool.
And a lot of these guys, it's been several years now, and they're rolling overseas.
I want to shout out a couple former players that are either done in the pros or went a different route in the coaching world. And so mainly Connor Creech. Talked to Connor the other
day. What a great dude.
Yeah, and like I, you know, for those that are watching the national championship, they might have saw some guy right there. It's Connor Creech. Connor Creech is on the bench at UConn. One more year of his GA thing, and then I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to hold on to him or turn him into like a full-time guy. And we've got another former player that I don't – it's not official yet, but Theo Hughes. I think Theo's going to shut down his career. Had an elbow injury, and so he just went and cleaned his elbow out, and he actually sent me the sent me the picture of what they pulled out of his elbow. Gnarly.
Wow.
But I felt like it was on like Pebble Beach, like in the sand. Like, it's like, what is going on? Like, this stuff came out of your elbow? But I do think he's going to be going into the coaching side of things. And so sometimes, you know, I'd be remiss to – you know, not congratulate those guys. Like, how cool is that to be coaching at these high levels and keeping in the basketball world? Cause, you know, the basketball world needs good people like a Connor Creech, like a Theo Hughes. And those are only a couple of guys. I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but they just kind of popped to mind recently. But that's such a cool thing, too.
What's, like, the biggest compliment? Because I look at your roster every year, and I think that one of the biggest compliments that I can look at is how many of these guys, when you sit down and talk to, do you go, that guy could be a head coach? Like,
oh,
that
absolutely.
Talks about the culture that you've built here.
And even before the players, how about, you know, my current staff?
Yeah.
How about Coach Reed, yeah. Coach Green, like these, you know, these guys. I mean, Coach Campbell, it's public that Coach Campbell, D.C., left to go to Weber yeah. State. And oh, man, well, he had an opportunity to go from where his kind of role was now to go to Weber State with a new staff and to be one of the guys that is going to, like, literally help run that entire thing from day one. Mm-hmm. What a great opportunity. So you look at, like, the coaching trees and stuff. And so I told DC when he was looking at it, I said, look, man, 3 years ago, you're a high school coach, and if you would have projected the crystal ball and said, okay, I'm going to be here for 3 years, and we're going to win 64 games and win some championships and this and that, and then you're going to be able to move on from here to quadruple your role, your impact, right? What, like, you would take that 10 times out of 10, right? Because that's what happened, right? And so, yeah, like your current coaching staff, Coach Klopp calling me, these guys, sometimes we forget about because they've been here and they stay in the shadows, right? They there's no noise with them, but they're so good at what they do. I think I have so many future head coaches on my staff and guys that have turned down opportunities to stay still here as opposed to being head coaches other places. So that, but then the players, like, yeah, like, I mean, obviously Connor Creech is an obvious one. That dude is going to be, I mean, who knows? But, like, you yeah. think, I mean, right, like, I mean.
You could see it when he played, it. Yeah.
And he'd sit up in the office and talk about verbal commits. And, hey, coach, like, you know, he's in the recruiting wars. And I'm like, dude, like, let's just worry about, like, two-ball dribbling, yeah. right? But, like, but it's in his blood. His dad yeah. was a coach. Quinn Danker. Quinn is going to be a pro for a long yep. time, but he's going to be a college coach. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If he wants to be a college coach, he can be an NBA coach, could be whatever he wants to be, but like he's wired right to do it, right? So you just look at all those guys, and you always evaluate players, you know, on the tail end of their career. You know, would a Matt Johnson ever want to come back and be a coach? I mean, how great would he be with his story, like walk on to three-time All-League guy to pro? Like, that is, this, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was no silver spoon for that dude, you know? And so, like, he came through, and he was 148 pounds when he showed up, soaking wet. And then a year and a half later, he was 190 pounds. Like, we got a real player in hands. But that was all the work he put in. So you need guys like that to keep, you know, the stories going in basketball. You need good influences. And so I'm excited. We don't have a ton of guys yet that have jumped into the coaching work because they're all playing.
Yeah. Still. From when you started, the guys are right. still playing.
But at some point, the ball will stop bouncing. I'm excited to see if those guys want to. Some guys aren't crazy enough to do it. This is not an easy profession.
No.
But I'm excited to see who wants to do it because we got so many guys that could be great coaches.
It's easy for guys like me to throw out, hey, you sound like you could be a head coach.
Yeah.
But there's just so much that yeah. goes into it.
So much.
And refilling your staff. You mentioned Coach Campbell.
Yep.
How's that process going?
It's going great. We're going down the final like phase of that one. And it's a tricky job because it's, again, shout out to, like, you know, donors and this and that and the camps and all the things coming up, because this job is funded through our fundraised arm. It's tricky. It's funded through our camps being huge. Like I told you off air that we'll be on a 2-week sabbatical on the podcast. Next week I'll go on vacation. But then the next Thursday is the start of the team camp. And right, biggest team camp in the Western U.S. It's sold out, and we have 13 high schools on a wait list, just hoping the numbers shake out that they can hop in, which I wish we could take everybody because it's just big, but there's not enough court space left. We have no more courts, so we can't do it.
Yeah.
So, but these things, like, why do you do all this camp stuff? D.C., right? Like, so this spot, we're down to the end, and we had some great candidates, and we're actually today, we're going to kind of vet through a few more things, and you know, go through the process with me, but then with the staff too. And, you know, part of the process is the staff without me on there Zooms these candidates. And so they get a real input in it. And then after they finish out all the Zooms, and they did it, I think, on a Tuesday. And after they do it, they rank them. And I say, don't send these in the group threads. Send them to me privately. Send me the rankings, the pros, the cons, your perception.
I love that you do that, yeah.
Yeah, and then I take those. I do it with the players, too, player rankings, you know, sporadically through the year. And what we do is I sit there and I just type up the averages of all these guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it is, and trends become apparent. And I want input without, you know, my jaded view of it too. Like, you know, so we're all part of this thing. So that's getting closer to get fully staffed. So, yeah, the roster's full. The staff's getting closer. We are on grind mode in the camps, man. You know, the kids' camps, again, SteveSmileyBasketballCamps.com. Quick shout out there. But, like, the kids' camps and then the elite camp and the team camp, that hits the first 10 days of summer are nuts for us because we get all these guys in next week. And I'm going to be on vacation, so the staff are working all that right now and getting the guys physically here and medically cleared. That kind of happens next week, all the new guys, 6 returners, 8 new guys. And then I get back Saturday, first team meeting Sunday. Also Sunday is, I think, almost, I don't know if it's 500 games or whatever. It was almost 1,000 games that myself, Reed, and Klo, we will go A1 versus A4, check it off, A2 versus A3, ZZ2 versus ZZ4, check it off. We're going to go through the entire – we don't AI this stuff. We've got a great system. It's brutal. It's a lot of manual labor, and Coach Reed builds a schedule on that. But we try to double-check everything. There's no issues. Everyone's got their games, and the pools are right, and everything like that. And so we try to make sure the team camp's ready to go because that starts on Thursday, and then the kids' camp, Coach Collins, will be running that, making sure we're organized there, and then DG organized the elite camp. So everyone's got a hand in this stuff.
Yeah.
So we do all that on Sunday, and then we start on – June 1st, literally June 1st, Monday, is the first kids camp, is the first workouts, the first weights, everything like that. So there's so much preparation and legwork on the front end to get these guys. Like, the biggest thing still is, like, the players and the practice. But, like, the camp is critical, too. Great give back to the community. But it also, too, for our guys, like, to be able to throw them some hard stuff. These first 10 days are the hardest days. Hey, be here at 7 a.m. Here's your food. Work camp. The first one's 9 to noon. Okay, now we feed you right after that. Now you go hit weights. Now we practice, rinse and repeat, boom, boom, boom. And then, oh, team, guess what? You're gonna run the scoreboards for 13 hours in a day, and you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're gonna find a way to get your weights in that doesn't affect your schedule that Coach Klopp puts together for the game workers. And so, like, it's a bunch of shared suffering is what it is. And I'd rather have the shared suffering right away. Like, let's test it. Like, I'm going to learn a lot on these eight guys. And it'd be about, you know, all the stuff on the court. Are they late? Are they in time? Hey, no phones. Put your phones away. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
someone will test
and try to bend the rules. We'll get them. We'll get these guys, Brady. But, like, we'll learn a lot in the first 10 days of just shared suffering, too, because it's great for the program. It's great for the community. It's great for the whole thing.
Yeah, well, it's special, too. I mean, so many of these kids come into these camps.
Oh, it's like, awesome.
You know, obviously they love basketball. Mm-hmm. But to be able to hear the voices of you, your coaching staff, these players, it sticks with me. We've talked about that before. Like, I went to small basketball camps in Eastern Colorado when I was little, and that stuff just sticks out.
Yeah, you know, I take a lot of pride in being present there, right? And so Coach Collins can run the kids' camps, but I like to be there. Like, a lot of head coaches come in and wave for 5 minutes, and then you never see me. That's not me. There will be one day that I will miss, and I won't say which day, but of the second camp, we're already preparing a video, an apology smiley video. And the only reason I'm missing is because there's a huge Coaches versus Cancer NABC golf tournament that's a subtle requirement of all the men's basketball coaches in the state. And it's really cool. It's at the Colorado Golf Club way down south in Parker, Colorado, to be there to either help run it or to plan it with some of these huge, you know, coaching versus cancer donors. And last year, so I played with Joe Scott, who was at Air Force at the time, and Tad Boyle was running a hole, and he was frustrated because, and I say frustrated in a joking term, but we had one coach that didn't show up in our foursome. You know, you don't know who you're playing when you show up, right? So we had one of the head guys and myself and Joe Scott, and Ricardo Patton was supposed to show up, and he didn't show up. And so Boyle's like, when we got to his hole, he's like it's a par three, and it's like, hey, give Boyle, I don't know, $100 or $1,000, and he'll pull his club out and try to, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
And he's a good golfer. And so everyone does it. And so he gets out there and he whacks the shot. He's pretty good. You know, geez. And he's like, where's your fourth? We're like, I never showed him. He's like, oh, man, I would have loved to just play with you guys, right? And we're like, ah, well. So long story, I will miss one day of camp. And it actually really bugs me. But
it's a pretty, great cause.
So we just got to, and it's not right away. So we'll handle it. But then it's team camp. We're there, I mean, you're going to see Coach Reed and you're going to see Klope. You're going to see myself, DG's. We're out there evaluating, recruiting, right? I mean, why not? But at the same point in time, just these coaches, there's no camp if there's no coaches. So, coach at Mountain Vista, B. Wood, bring like five teams, puts them in the dorms.
Yeah.
What's great for our campus, right? Like, because we have to pay for all the facilities. And so, this stuff's mad. And there's just so many things that to make this be the Champaign program on a beer budget, there's so many things that go into it. And that's like the mode we're in right now.
I love that you bring that up too. Like, it's a selling tool for the college too. I mean, you get these kids, young, whatever age, come into this campus.
And I've talked to, I've talked to Darren about it and our coaches too. And there's only so much we can do, but I really believe that we have literally, let's call it 200 teams. Close to 10 kids per team. It's 2,000 impressionable kids that are on campus. They don't all stay on campus, but about 1,000 do in the dorms. And that's just us. And you got football, you got volleyball, you got women's basketball, you got wrestling. There's these type of camps going all summer. And one of the things, it'll be interesting to see, with our new hiring the president, right? But how do we try to capture? And admissions has done it. They've came over, they set up admissions tables, and I think they give out T-shirts or pat. Who knows? But how do we capitalize? There's more. In my opinion, more impressionable possible, because these are all high school kids, right? They're getting closer to the college decisions, and they're having a good time.
Yeah.
They're having a good time because they're in the dorms and
they're
sneaking
so cool
in and out, and they're ordering pizzas late, and they think it's DoorDash and a Little Caesars pizza, right? And they're having a good time. So, how do you capitalize on that for the school, for the biggest purpose? And I'll never forget this. Don Meyer, obviously, right? The Lipscomb days. There was a stat at David Lipscomb that something, and I have it somewhere in my old Meyer notebooks, that I think, this sounds crazy, but it's the truth. 50 or 60% of all students at David Lipscomb ran through the Don Meyer camps. Now, those are the biggest camps in America. Thousands of kids, and it was nuts. And it was, boys, individual, team camps, girl, it was all the stuff. So, but it was it was the biggest sell for the school. It was I used to go to the old Don Meyer camps. You're right. And they would matriculate into students for the school. How can we, utilize that? Not just about us, but our volleyball camps are massive.
Yeah.
It's my daughter's favorite camp growing up. Well, guess what? She's now going to play volleyball at UNC, right?
Yeah.
But she's had a great impression of it. So, I just think that so many cool things with the camp season. It is so much work. Because we don't outsource much of it, we just roll the sleeves up and grind through it, and we take a lot of pride.
Yeah, you're very passionate about it. There's no question about it. It's awesome. It's great for the community too. Coach, going back on the coaching side of things, you talked about how your coaching staff sitting down with the coaches, but when it comes time for you to chat with a potential assistant coach, can I ask this?
Yeah.
What's the first question you're asking? Do you have it, or is it organic?
It's more organic, I guess. But I've gone through the first phase of talking to all these kind of finalists. Yeah. I've been involved, and then the staff, and then we're gonna sit down here at our staff meeting and vet through some more stuff and figure out who are the two or three or whatever. But for me, so much of this particular job is we've gotten to the point where we've gotten pretty organized. Who does what on our staff, right?
So you know what you're needing.
I've been so blessed to have. I mean, think about this. Since day one. Reed, Green, Klope, all day ones. And really, for DG and Klope, day negative ones, because we were all assistants together for Linder. So three of those guys, right, with Reed, DG, and Klope, have been part of this since the day I showed up. Then Coach Colin, I'm going to my seventh year, so I think he's going into his fifth year on our staff, right? So, he'd been around a long time, and he was a manager, head manager, when I was here with Coach Linder, and he's a graduate, so that dude knows this place. So with DC leaving, knowing what was the focus when we hired Coach Campbell, same idea. We need someone that's great on the court, player development, then the video stuff, and then helping out with ops, so we know what we're looking for. So if you're a candidate that is a tremendous college coach, but you're the recruiting guy, Yeah, we always need recruiting, but that's not what we need. We need the guy that can be great on the court with our guys, willing to grind there all day long with guys, and not just a position group, but like the supplementary stuff for everybody, the young guys, the guy, whatever it is. And DC hit that out of the park. And so that's the focus. Okay, we feel like, again, there's always new things that happen. I think about the last 6 years that's added on to our job, NIL, and also, well, what's this? Well, who runs that, right? Like, so there's always new things to add on, but we know at a core fundamental level, the guy that's great on the court and it wants to do that, is willing to do that, and is capable of doing that. That starts with that. And then it's like, okay, then it goes from that to video to like, okay, now, oh man, knocking out of the park. Possibilities of, you know, doing some scouting of opponents, yeah, possible. Recruiting, you know, DC got us Isaiah Hawthorne, who was a great player, first team all-league guy.
Excellent.
But, like, that wasn't the vision of DC initially, right? He, you know, hey, here's your job, and then if you get that done, like, there's more to it, right? And so DC just, I mean, he and that's why DC's getting a chance to move on, because he did such a great job. So we're looking for DC. That's what we're looking for. They're not reinventing the wheel. We know what we're good at. We know what we've lost in a Coach Campbell moving on. So how do we spin that wheel again?
Yeah, I would imagine it's quite the process, because the guys that are putting their names in, you obviously know they're basketball guys. They know their stuff. But to get it down to what you're needing, because you've built an amazing culture, and that starts with you, and that starts with this coaching staff.
Yeah, it's a staff, and it's like any success we've had, it's just like, you know, it's like when I think it was like two or whatever years ago, you know, the coach of the year, it was the staff of the year. So we actually went to El Pueblito's right down the road here. I was like, hey man, I ain't coach staff of the year. So the assistants, the trainers, strength coaches, like, that's for all of us.
Yeah.
And then I had to pull out the old credit card and bite the bullet on that one. I said, we're all going to enjoy this one on Smiley. So, but that is like, it's not, it's honestly not about me. Like, you have to have a staff, and not only a staff, but a staff that knows what their jobs are, knows what their jobs aren't, so that I don't like being siloed. I want us to cross, we always talk about cross-pollinating, right? We don't want kids, well, you know, that coach is my guy, so I just go to, no. It might be, you know, your guy for position, your guy, this guy recruited you, this guy. So it's so critical that we cross-pollinate so these kids aren't, you know, I don't like the silo. I hate the silo thing, but.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I the staff knowing what their job, we have it on a grid and everything. Like, it's. You know, it. I think it's great. And some of the stuff I stole from Linder, and we stole, I think, back in the day from Coach Ray. And Coach Linder hates the stuff. He's like, all right, let's go through and organize this stuff. And it's really helped us. At least it's just a kind of a blueprint, a guide, and it just modifies them more. So when we have our staff one-on-one yearly evaluations, which I think those things are a little wonky too, but you got to do it for HR. We start on the grid. All right, here's your roles. What has changed? What do we need to add? How do you know what I mean? Okay, what are you doing a good job? And what you got to do better at this? Is this still the right recruiting area? Like, how do we feel? Like, so
yeah.
I like having a little bit of a guide as opposed to saying, hey, well, how do you feel? Like,
yeah.
I feel good. Good meeting. Well, no, like, let's have a little bit. If we're going to do these one-on-ones, let's have a little bit of a, you know, guiding light through the thing.
Yeah, well, you guys are obviously doing something right, because every coach that I've encountered or come across, whatever, here or gone, whatever, I've always really enjoyed those guys.
We've had great guys. It just goes back to character. Like, you know, hey, there's a million coaches out there that would die to be on Division I staff. So we understand that. There's a million coaches that are extremely qualified. But do you fit what we do? Right? Do you fit what we're trying to do? Do you understand the grind of this thing? Do you understand the, you know, just, again, the champagne program on a beer budget? No one's walking in here and saying, oh, well, we'll just go buy a roster because we got $3 million. And we don't have that, right? But, again, the expectations, we need to win. Well, let's win, but let's do it with good kids. We had 3-4 GPA this year. It's insanity.
It's phenomenal. Insanity, yeah.
Right? I go to bed and, you know, I put my phone on do not disturb. And I used to just silence it, but I've learned if you go do not disturb, like my kids, and my daughter's dog sitting right now. So it's like if she needs me, right, in the middle of the night, whatever, some creepo's trying to break through the house. So she can call. I've learned this. If you're in the favorites, in the contacts, the call will go through on do not disturb, but nothing else will. Because I'm the huge guy. I don't want dings in the middle of the night. I don't want light and dings. I'm a bad sleeper. I've tried to get that down to a science, and it's, you know. So, but I can be on do not disturb. I never worry about my guys, you know, getting in trouble with the law and this and that.
No.
We haven't had that. And so, like, same thing with your staff. Like, you got to get good people, you know, and people drive the whole thing, right? Like, you know, like, you, with what we're doing here at KFK, like, people drive the whole thing. You got to get good people. And so as we're going through and losing such a great human being in Coach Campbell, he's so good at his job, but it's not about that.
Yeah.
Family man, right? Loyal, hardworking, gets it. I mean, we got to find a good human being, and we're going to do that. That's not going to be it funnels itself and it filters itself down.
Well, I'm sure by the time we talk next, you'll have that all figured out. And
with our 2 week sabbatical, we will be able to share the news for sure.
Well, I'm excited too. This summer, I'm going to get out to some practice because I feel honored to go out to get that kind of stuff because it's like nobody even thinks about that on the outside.
Yeah,
like you guys are grinding when it's 100 degrees outside. You're in the you're in the court mixing it up. So that was a treat for me last year.
Yeah, anytime. All right, June and July. All right, man.
All right, I gotta let you go because you gotta roll. You're a busy man.
Meetings on meetings.
All right, have fun next week.
All right, thanks, Brady.
All right, Coach.
Go Bears.
The Two Man Game Podcast is brought to you by Renaissance Insurance. Ryan Hicks.
What's up, guys? It's head coach of the Bears, Steve Smiley, and I'm honored to tell KFKA listeners all about my guy Ryan Hicks and Renaissance Insurance. Like basketball, there's plenty of players in the insurance game, so how do you choose the best one for you? For me, I look for character, passion, dedication, and like a star hooper, talent. Renaissance Insurance checks all the boxes and draws up the winning play every time. Let them find the perfect game plan for you. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825 or go to team-rig.com. Go Bears!
Attention Hoopers and parents of those Hoopers. Summer's almost here, and that means it's time for the UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley's basketball camps at the University of Northern Colorado. These camps are designed to help athletes improve their game and skills, all led by Coach Smiley and his coaching staff and the players. There's a player development camp, a shooting and scoring camp, and more. All the fun begins in June, so register now while you still have time. Go to SteveSmileyBasketballCamps.com.